You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card, Twins and Cardinals three-game series here at Target Field. After spring training, Austin Martin started the season in AAA, but he wouldn't be there for long as he made his major league debut on March 30th, just the second game of the year. Since then, he's had a big impact up here with the big league club. We look at his contributions in our Select Heartland Chevy Dealers Twin storyline. One of his strengths is versatility. He's made 9 starts at second base, 22 in left, and with tonight, 24 starts in center field. A recent example of this is Tuesday night against the Padres. After Matt Wallner pinch hit for Kyle Farmer, one of the defensive switches was Martin moving from center field to second base.
There was a point in the game where I thought that I'd be playing 3 different positions within 3 innings. You know, I went from center to second, and then thought I was going to left and ended up going back to center. But, you know, it's just, it helps us line up so much because, you know, just the way that, you know, the way that the teams run and how we go about stuff, it helps having that flexibility and, you know, it gives you opportunity to get out there as much as possible and to help as much as you can. So it's great. And, you know, we just have, like you said, just a very flexible team and a bunch of guys here that are so athletic that they're able to just bounce around the field.
Willie Castro, who's made 20 plus starts at 3 different positions, says the two have a lot in common.
We are pretty good, a similar player, him and me, and you know, it just impresses me, like, the way that he goes out there and compete. And not just that, you're not just being a great player, being a great teammate, too. And, yeah, it's just really special to have him here with everybody. And, you know, he really is a big impact for him to play other positions, too. And, yeah, just great to have him.
The versatility role has come with its challenges, including not starting every day. How has Martin taken to this learning curve?
Yeah, this year has been an adjustment for me. I mean, not being out there every day, it's just something that's new to me in my career. But I think that I've kind of learned how to adjust and try to handle it the best way that I can. And that's really been the biggest thing for me, is just more so just understanding my role and just trying to get better at that. You know, next year could look different, but at this point right now, that's just where my focus has been. It's just been like, okay, this is the situation. This is the role that I'm in. How can I be the best version of myself in this role?
And who has Martin gone to for advice?
I think just watching how, for example, I think Margot, I remember pulling him to the side when we were in Texas and telling him like, hey, you know, like, thank you. Even though you don't know it, like, I've been watching you, and I know that, you know, for him, this has been a different year in his career, in terms of his career as well. But just, you know, I told him, I was like, thank you, man. Like, I've been watching you from afar, just seeing how you've gone about your business and how you've handled everything, and it's helped me a lot. Just learning how to be a professional and how to be a big leaguer, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what environment you're in. So, you know, just watching, you know, he's just a good example, him and Farmer, just the way they go about their business every day was something that I tried to, you know, put into my routine and kind of emulate.
And Martin coming off a great road trip where he went 6-for-15 with a pair of doubles and 3 RBI. Paul Molitor was in the booth with Chris during that road trip, and he complimented Austin's approach at the plate.
Getting recognition from somebody of his caliber obviously means a lot. I mean, Paul Molitor was an absolute baller, you know, when he was playing. So, you know, just to hear that and to get a compliment like that, it means a lot for me. But, yeah, in terms of that, that's just always been, like, my style of play. It's just work counts, just try to kind of be a pest at the plate. Obviously, it does require a lot of focus. You know, I've just tried to stick to my approach and just try to understand my approach and how I can, you know, make the adjustments that are necessary in order for me to be as successful as I possibly can.
And even though he had a good road trip, Martin also plays well here at Target Field. 26-for-88 so far this season, good for a .295 batting average and a .793 OPS at home. That was our Select Heartland Chevy Dealers Twin storyline. Visit ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Up next, it's Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden. They'll have the lineup, anthems, and first pitch right here on your home for Twins baseball.